Sean Hannity.
We'll do the media's job.
Weekdays, 3 p.m.
Don't tell me that they're fair, balanced, and objective. You cannot control us. Go home, gutless media people.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
I'm way too sensitive for this gig. I actually listen when people say things about me.
You do?
I mean, I listen harder when it's good things, but I still listen when it's not so good.
That's true.
This is fair enough. Greg got a message and basically said, hey, tell Bob to, you know, back off the attacks on Matt Gaetz. I mean, that's exactly what has been going on. He's being attacked. You know, they're going after him. And so, you know what? You're right. I reserve the right to kind of put the brakes on right now. I'm going to give you, here's my assessment of Matt Gaetz, or reassessment, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. First of all, is the gut reaction. Something about him I never liked. Now, that's a personal thing. He may just look like some kid I hated in high school, some snotty little brat that I had to slap around. I don't know. Or some guy that was bigger than me and slapped me around. I don't know. But, yeah. And again, it could be that simple. All right, and then you get allegations. Well, where there's smoke's not always fire, especially in the lawful or lawfare, I guess I should say, lawfare world that we live in. Clearly, I mean, I was the first to say, hey, they're going after Trump. These aren't real cases. This is all, you know, fake and doing anything they can. Is this the same thing that's going on with Gaetz? In all fairness, I have to say, well, very well could be. But here's where I've got to go. It's not, we're not talking about Matt Gaetz, really. I am, but I need to remember. Who's the guy that put him out there for attorney general?
Mm-hmm.
Donald J. Trump. Do I trust him? Yes. And has he been proven right so many times, over and over again?
Mm-hmm.
Look, he was the crazy kook that told everybody, hey, look, they're spying on me, man. And we're like, oh, that's a little much, you know? How can I defend him all the time? And now I'm being spied on. Oh, my God. He was so right, and we were so wrong. Or I was wrong. I'll admit it. I didn't think it was impossible that that was occurring, but I thought it was unlikely. Well, now look. All that layers of onion's been ripped back, man. The left will stop at nothing. They are desperate. So would they attack and undermine Matt Gaetz because he's a rising conservative, maybe a star and a future star in the party? Absolutely. But the bottom line is, I'm going to give, at this point in time, right now, I'm going to give Donald Trump the benefit of the doubt because of his track record of being right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. And I don't have to explain to Donald Trump how important the position of attorney general is. I mean, he'd been burned by, you know, a couple of them in the past that he thought he could trust, and it didn't turn out well. So, yeah, and I know what the detractors will say. Well, yeah, Trump will put loyalty and, you know, in front of whatever, ethics, morality, behavior, whatever. Maybe, maybe not. Certainly loyalty absolutely is going to be a huge factor. But I don't know that loyalty can overcome if you've got... Look, you know, there's not a bunch of saints up there in D.C. And again, right, that doesn't, you know, that's not an okay for the behavior. But if you're getting near that age thing, I think that's a sensitivity for a lot of us, especially those of us, you know, that are parents. You know, that's why the Monica thing was so bad. It wasn't,
right,
oh, yeah, the president had a little, you know, fling, you know, yeah. Well, big leaders have done that all throughout history. Again, not necessarily good or condoning it. It's not good, but it happens. But it was Monica. Clearly, she was young and impressionable. And so it was a different kind of a, you know, a relationship. And so you think of Matt Gaetz. Is he, what's his thing for the young, you know, it's one thing when you like them younger. I mean, I think Kevin Costner, didn't he marry young, you know, a young woman, people in Hollywood, whatever.
All the time.
I didn't make him, you know, pedophile or weirdo. But, you know, but you're getting around that age where they're like just turned 18 or something. Doesn't feel good. Doesn't feel right. But again, I'm going to rely on Donald Trump. I'm going to rely on him and his decision. and hope that he knows what he's doing. And his track record shows he generally does.
Yeah.
So, hey, thanks for the thanks for kind of the heads up. And it's I listen. I don't always react. And I could just say, well, I disagree.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you do.
But in this case, I want to say, okay.
Yeah.
I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt based on Donald Trump's word.
Well, and in days prior, you have covered, I think, pretty extensively the possibility that just like the fake charges on Donald Trump, this could just be a smear campaign. You've got into that pretty in depth. So I think people, if they don't listen all the time and they don't get to hear everything, they should not make a judgment based on one sentence or one day.
Yeah, and I don't know that it was a judgment per se, but yeah, you're absolutely right. Look, if you do a talk show 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, you're going to say some things that are going to irritate people no matter what. You're going to hear some things that are never going to be in its fullest context because it's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible for every time that if I bring up Matt Gaetz's name, I go through the whole idea that, well, it could be a witch hunt. He could be targeted much like this, and this. Or it could be, but I don't always have time to break it down to that degree. And frankly, people can get bored with that. And that's why, you know, hit and run, make our case.
Yep.
People think for themselves and decide when we get more different information. We just continue to share. Because once again, I have to say, we want to search for the truth. And it's not easy these days, and I've said that before. All right.
From way over there.
Allowing Ukraine to use American missiles inside Russia.
The world's on fire right now.
To right here.
We have to get back to a great country.
We have an incredible once-in-a-generation opportunity.
And just down your street.
Safety. And this is about infrastructure.
One weed company wrote it.
Touchdown, Gators!
97.3 The Sky has your world right here.
It blows my mind.
Hear about it first.
The Democrats.
The Republicans.
Isn't it nice to win?
Talk about it now.
Tells me everything I need to know.
The Sky has it right.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.